I'm back here with Mordechai Weintraub, who is going to share some of the secret information of the Great Silent Period. And look, when I say it's secret information, some of this is in published literature, and if you can get a hold of it and understand what it's saying, and some of it's not. And we actually went together to Cambridge University Library and got our hands on one of these multiple fragments from the Ashkar-Gilson scroll, looked at it under a microscope in infrared light, which is important because in this case, you can actually read things in infrared that you can't see with the naked eye. So tell us about, let's start with the Ashkar-Gilson scroll. What is that?
Okay, so the Ashkar-Gilson scroll, remnants of a Torah scroll, written on a leather, on gvil. Mm-hmm. It's called gvil. It's a kind of preparation of the skin, and written probably in Babylonia in the 7th or 8th century.
So I write 600s or the 700s. So Babylonia, which is today Iraq. So help me out here. What was going on? So it could have been written around the year 650, we can call it, or six, we don't know, right? Or it could have been 725. What was going on in Iraq in that period? Who ruled Iraq during that? Who ruled Babylonia during that period?
Okay, this is the Abbasi. So 750, I think, is the Abbasi Empire. Uh-huh. Against the Abbasi Empire.
Yeah,
and the Umayyad is before, so it's okay, around.
So it's the time of the Umayyad Caliphate, so which I'm looking up here. It says 661 to 750, and it could have been slightly before that. In other words, this could be before the rise of Islam, if we want to, you know,
it's after the Islam.
So it's late 600s.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is during the time of the Umayyad Caliphate, which ruled over much of the Middle East at the time. So there are Jews in Babylonia, and they write this Torah scroll. And how does it end up in? How do we have it today? It doesn't come from Iraq.
Yeah. So two of the fragments was known before. One of them was old sheet that was preserved in Jews College in London, and no one knows from where they get it.
But it had to come from the Cairo Geniza, no? I mean,
so now I know it's from the Cairo Geniza because the 13 fragments, some of the other fragments are clearly from the Cairo Geniza.
Okay. Oh, so the original fragment that was known, the whole sheet, that could have come from anywhere, but.
Come probably from the Cairo Geniza, but until my discovery, it was not known the provenance of the.
So it could have been it came from some other place. It could be that some Jews left back, you know, Iraq in 1956 when the Jews were expelled, and they brought with them a piece of a Torah. It was possible, but now because you found these 13 other fragments in the Cairo Geniza, it has to be. It likely is the Cairo Geniza. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And so in other words, the Cairo Geniza is this chamber in a synagogue in Cairo that people as early as I think even the 1860s realized had really old manuscripts and fragments of manuscripts. And then the largest section, as far as we know, was taken out, the largest block by in the 1890s, basically. Right. Meaning, I think Solomon Schechter was 1896, right? So, but then it seems like Abraham Firkovich got there in the 1860s and took out some of the bigger things that were better well preserved. And so how it ends up in Jews College in London, which no longer has it, now it's in New York as far as we know, is not clear. But okay, so that's another thing that you proved. So you actually, so I'm trying to put together the pieces here. Number one, you proved it wasn't just the book of Exodus, that it was probably an entire Torah, but at least four books. And number two, you demonstrated that it almost certainly came from the Cairo Geniza because the other pieces came from the Cairo Geniza. Okay, those are two very important discoveries, not to mention the actual texts themselves.
Yeah. Okay. So the text is the Bible, but in the Masoretic version of the Bible. So the main version of the Torah.
Okay, the Masoretic text.
It's the Masoretic text.
It's the standard Jew.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to NehemiahsWall.com and become a support team member today.